Okay. Is it just me and you?
Yes, John. It's just me and you. And I'd like to tell you an old story about the time I found a sizable lump in my left testicle. The consultant took a look and with a considered squeeze announced that I didn't have cancer. I thanked him profusely as he mouthed incomprehensible words, including cyst, Thursday, and we're going to cut right through the centre of your scrotum. Luckily, Sandra asked all of the proper questions as it dawned on me that the pubs were just about to open. Thursday came round awful quick. We'll operate sometime after 2, they said, so be sure to pop the gown on in good time. I did so, along with those fetching, papery, purposeless knickers which don't fool me. I know it amps to them as soon as I'm asleep. Another nurse called in. Are you having general anaesthetic? Yes, I said, and a local. Don't forget that, I'm having both. Yes, of course, she said. Don't worry, now I'd like you to put these stockings on. DVT prevention. The surgeon appeared for his pre-match pep talk, and I sat up on the bed, adjusting my frock in an attempt to hide my stocking tops. Sandra was still pretending to hunt for the camera. So you know what we're going to do? General, followed by a local, and then we'll cut. When you wake up, it'll feel like everything's fallen off. I'm sort of glad, I think, he told me that. You know, he said, the anaesthetic effect. Now, are you asthmatic? No? Good, we'll give you a pain-killing suppository directly into the rectum. My humiliation was almost complete, and the surgeon bade me a cheery farewell and said he'd see me in the recovery room, where I lay afterwards. In some excruciating pain, I lay there slightly awake, thinking, well, I'm just out of general anaesthetic, I'm still under the effects of local, I guess. I can't see it, but I imagine I've got a suppository thereabouts, doing its best, and this doesn't feel like anything's fallen off. It feels like I'd been slashed about indiscriminately by a knife-wielding psychopath. However, things got better pretty quickly. The painkillers kicked in, and once I'd established with Sandra that I didn't actually have to remove the suppository when I went to the toilet and then replace it afterwards, well, I felt much better. I also learned not to call it a pessary. Have something to eat, they said. Cup of tea, pass water, and you can go home. 2 accomplished, I checked the injury. I'd been dressed in a sort of a jockstrap which had a slit cut in the front for the old fella to hang through. Poor withered old thing. Sandra sat in the corner as I asked the nurse whether I could go home. Passed water? Yep. Looking very pale, she said. Well, I always look pale, and I've got good reason, really, you know? Well, let's take a look. Yeah, right here by the bed's fine. Yeah, trousers down. I pulled my trousers down, and the nurse knelt on the floor in front of me and carried out a thorough, close-up inspection as I stood before her, unable to avoid Sandra's amused eye as she sat in the corner. How were the stitches? Well, I noticed them pulling a bit at night. Not too much, you know, just enough to keep you awake. But it really isn't that bad. Once you're over the psychological thing, it was an operation, a procedure, you know, in a sensitive area. But so is having a wisdom tooth pulled or suffering with a slipped disc, and I'm sure many of the people who've yawned their way through this would like to point out that childbirth might actually have the edge in making the old eyes water. Some months later, another growth appeared. This time on the old fella himself, but, well, that's another story.